Chapter 10. Get used to stretching yourself. Growth stops when you lose the tension between where you are and where you could be. As I prepare to write this chapter, I was reminded of all the professional stretching I've had to do over the course of my career. One of my favorite quotes, which I collected as a teenager, says, "God's gift to us, potential, our gift to God, developing it." Many years ago, during one of the sessions I taught at a leadership conference, I put a rubber band on the table at the place of every attendee. Then I started the session by asking about all the ways people could think of for using them. At the end of the discussion time, I asked them if they could identify the one thing all of their uses had in common. Maybe you've already guessed what it was. Rubber bands are useful only when they are stretched. That can also be said of us. We have the greatest value when we are stretched. And only by continually stretching, not only physically, but also mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, will we reach our potential. Here is why stretching has such great value. 1. Few people want to stretch. Most people use only a small fraction of their ability and rarely strive to reach their full potential. There is no tension to grow in their lives, little desire to stretch. Too many people are willing to settle for average in life. I cannot stand the idea of settling for average. Can you? Nobody admires average. The best organizations don't pay for average. Mediocrity is not worth shooting for. We must be aware of the gap that stands between us and our potential, and let the tension of that gap motivate us to keep striving to become better. 2. Settling for the status quo ultimately leads to dissatisfaction. I believe most people are naturally tempted to settle into a comfort zone where they choose comfort over potential. They fall into familiar patterns and habits, doing the same things in the same ways with the same people at the same time and getting the same results. It's true that being in your comfort zone may feel good, but it leads to mediocrity and therefore dissatisfaction. If you have ever settled for the status quo and then wondered why your life isn't going the way you'd hoped, then you need to realize that you will only reach your potential if you have the courage to push yourself outside your comfort zone and break out of a mindset of mediocrity. You must be willing to leave behind what feels familiar, safe, and secure. You must give up excuses and push forward. You must be willing to face the tension that comes from stretching toward your potential. 3. Stretching always starts from the inside out. Most people have a dream. For some, it's on the tip of their tongue, and for others, it's buried deep in their hearts. But everyone has one. However, not very many people are pursuing it. What is stopping them? For that matter, what is stopping you? Most Americans want to lose weight, but they don't make the effort to do so. I run across people all the time who tell me that they want to write a book. But when I ask, "Have you started writing?" the answer is almost always no. Instead of wishing, wanting, and waiting, people need to search inside themselves for reasons to start. It's wise to remember that our situation in life is mainly due to the choices we make and the actions we take, or fail to take. The older we are, the more responsible we are for our situation. If you are merely average, or if you are no closer to your dream this year than you were last year, you can choose to accept it, defend it, cover it up, and explain it away. Or you can choose to change it, grow from it, and forge a new path. Where do you find the internal impetus for stretching? Measure what you're doing against what you're capable of. Measure yourself against yourself. Make a contest of it. If you have no idea what you might be capable of, talk to people who care about you and believe in you. Don't have any people in your life who fit that description? Then go look for some. Find a mentor who can help you see yourself for who you could be, not who you currently are. And then use that image to inspire you to start stretching. 4. Stretching always requires change. Growth doesn't come from staying in your comfort zone. You can't improve and avoid change at the same time. So how do you embrace change and kick yourself out of your comfort zone? First of all, stop looking over your shoulder. It's difficult to focus on your past and change in the present. That's why for years I had on my desk a little plaque that said, "Yesterday ended last night." It helped me to focus on the present and work to improve what I could today. That's important. Second, if you want to grow and change, you must take risks. Innovation and progress are often initiated by people who push for change. It's unfortunate that the word entrepreneur has come to mean gambler to some people. But risk has advantages. People who take risks learn more and faster than those who don't. Their depth and range of experience is often greater, and they learn how to solve problems. All of these things help a person to grow. The greatest stretching seasons of life come when we do what we have never done, push ourselves harder, and reach in a way that is uncomfortable to us. That takes courage. But the good news is that it causes us to grow in ways we thought were impossible.